This show is produced on the original lands of the Dja Dja Wurrung people, and we pay our respects to the elders past and present.
You're listening to the Let's Think About Living show with your host, Milton Perkins.
Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living.
When the skies were dark and gray, two men left bound to Scarkey, bound for the USA. Their names were John and William Ford, a father and his son. They went to live near Michigan in a place called Dearborn. William had a girl and married, they had a baby boy. His parents called him Henry, was their pride and joy. At 16 years he went to work, got an engineer's degree. The man who put the world on wheels when he built the Model T. Now we celebrate 100 years of Henry and his car. There's a Ford in every country, no matter where you are. Model T rolled off the line across the states and back. Any color you could ask, as long as it was black. Henry Ford did not forget his roots, starting where his daddy came. Built a giant plant in Cork of his name. Now if you're in Cork City and you have some time to spare, drive out to Bound Scarkey, see the statue there. A replica and stainless steel for everyone to see. A monument to Henry Ford who built the Model T. Now we celebrate 100 years Henry and his car. There's a Ford in every country, no matter where you are. Prefect and the Antioch, Cortina and Capri, all owe their name to Henry Ford, who built the Model T. Now we celebrate 100 years of Henry and his car. There's a Ford in every country, no matter where you are. Traveling light,
baby tonight.
Soon I'm gonna see that love in his eyes.
You're listening to the Let's Think About Livin' Show with your host, Milton Perkins.
Thrill me with your big warm smile, love me in your sweetest style. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. Let me look into your eyes, feel like I'm in paradise. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. I'm just no good without you, you're the one for me. I love everything about you, it's so plain to see. You've gotta let me hold you longer, you've gotta let our love grow stronger. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. Hear the sweet things that you say. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. Won't you give our love a chance? I'm in the mood for sweet romance. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. I'm just no good without you, you're the one for me. I love everything about you, it's so plain to see. You've gotta let me hold you longer, you've gotta let our love grow stronger. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. I'm just no good without you, you're the one for me. I love everything about you, it's so plain to see. You've gotta let me hold you longer, you've gotta let our love grow stronger. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight. Yes, I wanna be where you're gonna be tonight.
Just let you know, we start off the bracket of songs with The Ballad of Henry Ford. And after that, we had Susan McCann singing for us Travelling Light. Funeral travelling sort of songs there. Anyway, we're off on a different track now. Here's a nice one from Susan McCann. A mother's love is a blessing.
As an Irish boy was leaving his own native home, crossing the broad Atlantic waves once more, he wished to roam. And as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she put her arms around his waist and this to him did say, a mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's
till she's buried beneath the clay. And as the years grow onward, he'll settle down in life. He'll choose a nice young Irish girl, and he'll take her for his wife. And as the kids grow older and climb upon his knee, sure he'll teach them the very same lesson as my mother she taught to me.
When I was just a little boy, our mom was there to guide me, to turn sorrow into joy. And no matter what the problem, she could always put it right. Be on call for 24 hours through every day and night. So put your hands together, all together, join in one by one, 'cause I've got to say I thank you to the world's greatest mom. Now here I am, a grown man with children of my own. We'll build a life together, so they'll never be alone. And they'll have their mom to guide them, like their nana did for me, to help them help each other. Oh, what a family it will be. So put your hands together, all together, join in.
If you're getting married this week or celebrating an anniversary, here's this week's sentimental song.
You're listening to the Let's Think About Livin' show with your host Milton Perkins.
When the boy in your arms is the boy in your heart, then you've got everything. When you're holding the dream you've been dreaming to hold, you're as real as a dream. So hold him tight and never let him go. Take with the love of your life. Spend a lifetime of love. Make him yours
to me. The instant I saw your face, your hairstyle caught my attention, and that sweet look on your face could have knocked me down with a favor to disappear without a trace. Just looked at her and wondered, had fate finally found its way? Oh, I've been looked down, but I got up. I've had my fun and I've had my pain. Oh, I'll seize the day until I find someone. She and I connected instantly that very moment. Our eyes met, then I had to say goodbye. Before leaving, I gave her a cuddle. It felt so good, she seemed so shy. In that very special moment, our bond came alive. Oh, I've been knocked down, but I got up. I've had my fun and I've had my pain. Oh, I'll seize the day until I find someone who loved me for myself. That day I had no expectation. When I saw her pretty face, felt something very different, like I'd found my special place. Special place in our hearts where both of us could feel as one. Seems so right, I love this feeling. Something special for both of us. Oh, I've been knocked down, but I got up. I've had my fun and I've had my pain. Oh, I'll seize the day until I find someone who loved me for myself. Something special happened to me the instant I saw your face. Your hairstyle caught my attention, and that sweet look on your face could have knocked me down with a favor to disappear without a trace. I just looked at her and wondered, had faith finally found its way, finally found its way, finally found its way.
That was a chap called Ronnie's from his CD entitled A Simple Life, the second CD that he's brought out. He's a pretty good guitar player too, but he's like to be known more as a songwriter than a singer, although he loves performing. Was a great Marcy Jones and the Cookies, Chapel of Love.
Congratulations if it's your birthday this week. Happy birthday. Let's celebrate it together with the next song.
Singing happy birthday by their glowing light, playing games and laughing. I didn't want to go. 18 candles later, and I still love you so. I knew that I loved you. In my mind I had no doubt. Your warm breath said you loved me too when you blew those candles out. Each year a new candle just makes me want you more. It may
make us fall in love again, just like the year before. I don't think I've ever seen such a pretty sight. And all those little candles on your cake of pink and white. I knew that I loved you. In my mind I had no doubt. Your warm breath said you loved me too, when you blew those candles out. I don't think I've ever seen such a pretty sight. And all those little candles on your cake of pink and white. Had no doubt. Your warm breath said you loved me too, when you blew those candles out. I don't think I've ever seen such a pretty sight. And all those little candles on your cake of pink and white. Those little candles on your cake of pink and white.
William Ray sang for us Candles on a Cake of Pink and White. Now here's something special coming up for you.
Stay tuned for Word of the Week.
Anne Sullivan, the teacher of Helen Keller, tried again and again to teach her the concept of words. The gifted tutor worked tirelessly to draw out of Helen the treasures buried deep inside her. She literally willed Helen to succeed. Watching this relationship in the powerful play, The Miracle Worker, you see Helen begin to blossom and develop gifts that will inspire the world for generations to come. Understand this: God uses the encouraging words, actions, and attitudes we direct at each other to strengthen our inner resolve to succeed. But to be effective, your praise should be immediate, specific, and genuine. Dr. William Mayo, co-founder of the famous Mayo Clinic, used praise to encourage his young doctors. One of them said, "You'd read a paper at a staff meeting and afterwards he'd see you in the lift or in the hall and would shake your hand and put his hand on your shoulder with a quiet, good work and a straight, warm look that really made you think he meant it. Or perhaps a day or two later, you'd get a note from him, just a short one, saying something like this: Dear John, I learnt more about that subject from that paper of yours the other night than I ever knew before. You did a really good job. Believe me, young doctors really prize those notes." Praise, practical help, encouragement, all of these flow out of us naturally and genuinely when we begin to see, as Anne Sullivan saw, the untapped potential buried inside each individual. That's why the Bible says, "Let everything you say be helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." May God bless you and may you have a wonderful day.
Thanks for being with me today for this hour of Let's Think About Living. Next one we're going to play for you is from Mary Duff. It's called I'll Be Your San Antonio Rose.
If they'll play another love song, if that Miller High Life sign stays dim, if you'll keep this glass full of whiskey, I'll whisper words I wish I'd said to him. Take me across the floor. I'll gently lay my head on your shoulder and pretend this never happened before.
Now it's time for Chris Elliott's interview with Steve Rowe from the band called Mortification. It's an encouraging story of perseverance and survival, so let's have that right now. Thanks, Chris.
Steve Rowe is from the Australian band Mortification. About 20 years ago, his doctors gave him 2 hours to live. But he's still around, and I found out that he's living just 15 minutes away from me. So I popped over there and had a chat with him over a coffee about his incredible story.
I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukaemia in September 96. I had a bone marrow transplant in February 1997, and that was more hell than you can even believe, physical wise. And 4 months later, I got a secondary cancer in the spine, which was brain fluid cancer. Mm-hmm. And they said I needed to go back on chemotherapy in my spine. I said, no, I'm not having any more chemotherapy.
Because it was just so...
Oh, no way I would go through it again. Well, I'd been through such... Having a bone marrow transplant beyond what any description.
Really?
Well, I have to give you full body radiation for 3 days and 3 days of chemotherapy, which blanks your blood. And then you get the transplant and you regrow a bloodstream. So... Wow. Having a body with no blood in it is about as painful as you can. And so you have to regrow. I used to be A positive, and I got the stem cells from my father who was O positive, so now my blood is O positive. So I walked away because I said, look, I'm not having any more chemo. I have no fear of living or dying because I'm a Christian.
Right.
And they said, you'll be dead in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, I was given 2 hours. They told my wife and family to come and gather around. I had a couple of hours because but I wasn't conscious. I hadn't been conscious for a couple of days before that.
So they said you've got 2 hours to go.
Yeah, and that'll be it.
So what happened?
Well, I mean, I was still alive the next day, so the church we were a part of decided to get involved. We had 4 nurses in the church who came one night in four with some guys from the church who would would pray in the laundry, and one of the nurses would look after me. My wife could have a rest for the night, and then the minister and pastors would come in and they'd force feed me bananas and drink, and because all I was on was a drip, because they were just making me comfortable to die.
Yeah, right.
Even within the weeks after that.
So how long did that go on for until you started to improve?
Well, I mean, it took about, 3 months for me to come to, because they replaced morphine with an amnesic drug so that I could actually stay in a peaceful state and let my body recover.
Yeah.
And so they agreed to that, even though they still believed I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 months later, I sort of woke up. They slowly took me off the amnesic drug, and I got back into life and recorded another album.
You just got up and said, "I'm going."
Well,
to
yeah, I'd been. But it was interesting. I wrote a lot of the album we recorded in early 1998. I wrote it when I was unconscious.
Really?
So the whole process of the artistic mind and with the Christian message never went away. So a lot of that album was written. I can't remember writing it or recording it in early 1998. And then April 1998, I got the spinal fluid cancer again.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that I was just coming off addiction to morphine and pethidine, which is, of course, hospital-grade heroin. It's hard to come off, but I was actually masking the same cancer again.
Okay.
And so I ended up in hospital again, given 2 hours to live. And they drilled a hole in my head. I've got a big hole in front of my head. And they released the pressure. And again, my body hung on. But that was the time that when I woke up from then on, when I woke up, I couldn't feel anything from the knees down. So I was an L1 paraplegic. So I had to go through physio and learn how to walk again.
Okay.
So I'd gone from 67 kilos to 41 kilos.
Wow.
By April 98. That was within that period from September 96 to April 98.
Was there any time you were saying to God, Why?
No, I never asked why. I was just like, I was thinking, it actually didn't surprise me. I had a lot of curses from people in the underground playing heavy metal music and heavy rock music. There's a lot of occultic people involved in that music and didn't like the fact that we were quite a very successful and influential heavy metal band. Yeah, so the underground occult movement, a lot of people were cursed with cancer, and a lot of people got it, and a lot of people died. Anyone who was slightly connected to the Christian faith. Really? So it's been one of those battles, and surviving it and recording more albums, and even with paraplegia, I'm still being able to tour, but I don't tour overseas much more anymore, but still the impact is big enough for us to have a worldwide impact just by recording albums here.
That's amazing.
And the album that we recorded that year called Triumph of Mercy, I'd sent to a big American independent record label called Metal Blade Records, which is the biggest heavy metal label in America, the independent label with major distribution.
Yeah.
And they said, "We want to release your new album. We want to sign you for 3 albums.
Wow.
And I said, "No problems." And they said, "When can you tour America?" And I, just off the top of my head, I was in a wheelchair and couldn't walk. I said, "We could be there in August." And this was in late April. So I had a back ground in track and field and state level middle distance running. So I knew how to train. So I just pushed my body as hard as I could until I walked. And then, I've walked on a cane since. Went over to America and, propped on a stool and played. And
wow, that's amazing. Just talking to you, you seem completely unfazed by it all.
Well, I think that you've got to find contentment in what you can and can't do. Like, if I concentrated on what I can't do, I get very frustrated very quickly. I'd love to go and, tour and perform for all of the supporters around the world. But I think the fact that we've recorded so much and we have toured so much, so it's the young fans that have missed out on us.
Just to wrap up, do you ever wonder why you went through this?
It's made me a better human being. It's made me a stronger born-again Christian. It's much easier being a man of God with a disability than it is being a man of God without a disability.
That's Steve Rowe. He's lead singer and bass player of Mortification. His book is called Metal Missionary.
Thanks, Chris, for arranging that. And thanks to you for being with me for Let's Think About Living. And following this will be a great song from Kerrigan LeBroy, a song called Eye of the Storm.
In the eye of the storm, You remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold down by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you got my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future, a picture, slowly fade away. When the tears of pain and heartache come pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you got my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the test comes in and the doctors say you've only got a few months left, it's like a bitter pill you're swallowing, you can barely take a breath. When addiction steals your baby girl, there's nothing you can do. The only hope is to trust me. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you got my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the storm is raging and my hope is gone, even when my flesh is failing, you're still holding on. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He gives me rest in green pastures. He gives me peace by still waters. He anoints my head, my cup runneth over. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. In the eye of the storm.
What a powerful song from Kerrigan LeBroy's second album called Why Me, Lord.
You're listening to Let's Think About Livin'.
Now here's an encouraging song from Ray Lee called Find a Better Day. I pray tomorrow is a better day for you too. We can only take one day at a time, can't we? So pray yours is a good one.
Keep pressing play. find a better day. La di da di da da da. Find a better day. Sometimes my smile is just a lie. Sometimes I laugh when all I wanna do is cry. But I've got this good time and I'll get through this. Let the melody lift me up to the chorus, chorus, chorus. This song is all I have to give. This song is helping me to live. So I'll keep pressing play.
It's a dream come true, standing here sharing time with you. It's not so very long ago, I thought I'd never see another show. But then I asked my Lord to give me strength to face the world again. Each night, don't let the music end. It's what I love, it's been my life, it's what I do. Give me hope and make my dreams come true. Every day I ask myself if I am dreaming. In my troubled mind I try to find a meaning. Filled with all kinds of confusion. Could this be real or just some sad illusion? Now it's been a long, hard mountain for me to climb. Thoughts of giving up has happened many times. But always in my heart, I guess I always knew. Without a song for me, there's nothing left to do. Now it's a dream come true, standing here sharing time with you. It's not so very long ago, I thought I'd never see another show. But then I asked my Lord to give me strength to face the world again. I pray each night, don't let the music end. It's what I love, it's been my life, it's what I do. Give me hope and make my dreams come true. It's a dream come true, standing here sharing time.
thought I'd never see another show. But then I asked my Lord to give me strength to face the world again. I prayed each night, don't let the music end. It's what I love, it's been my life, it's what I do. Give me hope and make my dreams come true.
I don't need anyone to open doors for me. If something's gonna last, it won't come easily. I'm gonna fly, I'm gonna learn to fight the wind. If life knocks me down, I'll get up again. If I ain't going forward, I'll be standing still. If I don't take my shot, you know somebody will. And it's a waste of time trying to find someone to blame. If life knocks me down, I'll get up again. It's the fight that keeps me going. It's the dream won't let go. It's ordinary people, it's an ordinary. It's not about the journey, it's the fight. I don't need anyone to plan it out for me. Where I finish up, it's where I need to be. Sometimes it's gonna hurt, so I can't keep my edge. And if life knocks me down, I'll get up again. It's the fire that keeps me going. It's the dream won't let go. It's ordinary people, it's an ordinary. It's not about the journey, it's the fight. It's the fight that keeps me going. It's the dream won't let go. It's what I believe. It's not always black and white. It's not about the journey, it's the fight. It's what I believe. It's not always black and white, and it's not about the journey, it's the fight.
Thanks for joining me for this program. If you have any comments or questions, you can send an email to me at radiomilton@gmail.com. radiomilton@gmail.com. And before I go, I'd like to thank these people for their help today. Dillis, Chris, Jill and Paul. Thank you and goodbye for now.